Good afternoon and welcome to Art Speak Radio. This is Maria Vasquez-Boyd with you every Wednesday from noon to one. Got a full house today, as always, because, you know, stuff in Kansas City, in the arts community, something always going on. So we're glad that you tuned in with us this afternoon on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Today's guests include Marcia Epstein, Mark Saviano, Jess Hogan, Maria Ogedenbe, Rebecca Dove, and Mary Moore. And, you know, we have just a full house almost every week, wouldn't you think? Okay, so let me talk to you about Mark Saviano and the Casey Zine Con. It's right around the corner. Casey Zine Con number 2 is right around the corner with over 100 independent publishers, small press distributors, and individual creators from around the Midwest and beyond. There's going to be exhibitions and selling and trading their zines, comics, chapbooks, newspapers, pamphlets, tracts, propaganda, and other DIY readable arts. This year's featured artists include a wide variety of nationally known zine creators and beloved local writers and publishing artists who will also be hosting their own time slot in one of the program rooms. So welcome, Mark Saviano and Jess Hogan.
Hello.
Hi.
Great. So this is number 2, and it is September 10th, which is on a Saturday from 10 to 6 at Pearson Auditorium at UMKC, right?
Yep. Yes.
Terrific. So much more than last year?
A little bit bigger, yeah. Maybe about 30 more artists than last year. Definitely a bigger space, and a lot more program going on throughout the day than last year. So, yeah, a little bit bigger in every way.
Yeah, so good. You know, I'm going to, you know what I did first? I introduced you first, and I'm going to have to backtrack because I also, goodness, let's start all over again. Only because I have on the phone Marcia Epstein, and I did promise her that she would be first because she's got a client that she's going to see. So
sure.
I'm going to put you back on hold, and we're going to talk to Marcia Epstein. I'm sorry about that. Marcia Epstein is going to talk about The World Saves Lives that's happening this Saturday. Because there's no health without mental health and no mental health without art. And it's in honor of the World Suicide Prevention Day. And this is the third annual Words Save Lives. And it's going to feature poetry, comedy, storytelling, and music to build connection through compassionate communication and fun. Now, this is going to take place in Lawrence, Kansas at 512 East 9th Street. So are you there with me, Marcia?
I am. Thank you so much, Maria.
Terrific. I had just a little bit of a funky start, but let's
That's
talk about
okay.
it.
And so we're just going to let people know they have a couple of options, as always, on Saturday the 10th.
Absolutely.
Because the zine thing is going to be awesome, and Words Save Lives is going to be awesome. So
you bet.
Maybe people will do a little bit of both. Who knows?
So there's going to be chance drawings and requested donations and so on, but there's also support groups for survivors of suicide loss and of suicide attempts. And September is the month for suicide awareness, right?
It is. And so I will try to be quick to touch on what this event is about. And you said it when you were giving some of the sort of official language about Words Save Lives. This is an annual event on World Suicide Prevention Day. So internationally, September 10th every year is World Suicide Prevention Day. And sometimes the whole month of September gets considered Suicide Prevention Month. Sometimes, in the United States, the week that includes September 10th is called National Suicide Prevention Week.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, we don't need to just raise awareness. We need to do stuff.
Right,
and the stuff we need to do is be present with people, be kind to people, be caring, empathize, connect. That's what makes life wonderful, and that's what really prevents suicide. And so here the social worker in suicide prevention, and I finally discover there's all this amazing art that does the same things that we're working on when we're trying to help people through rough times.
Mm-hmm.
So let's bring that art as another way, another opportunity. And I love having events and having artists share what's going on for them, mm-hmm. and having people in the audience go, me too. This person gets me. And there's this relief and there's this connection. And so some of what we do that's good for ourselves and other people is sharing stuff, you know, sharing art, sharing sure. experiences. It's not only about get through to a therapist. You know, yeah, sometimes that's needed too, but Word Save Lives is this amazing event. And I can say that because I'm not the artist. I'm the social worker who said, it would be so cool to do this thing, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah. Well, and I've had plenty of guests who are in the creative field, artists, writers, performers, musicians, and whatnot, who say that, who really... truly believe that art can save. And, yeah. You know, without the words or music and all that, it just, we need to express ourselves. And yeah. so art allows yeah. us to do that.
Yeah, it does it for the artist and it does it for the audience. Yeah. And from my perspective, when I think about written word, I think there is nothing better than hearing the writer speak it in their own voice. And then also buying and having that chapbook, that book, that, you know, that little zine, whatever it is, mm-hmm. with that person's words, and being able to kind of savor those words and also still in my mind hear that writer and the way that they expressed it. So if it's okay, I want to give a shout out to a few writers who are going to be part of this.
Yeah, I was going to say that I have a huge list.
I'm sorry. I'm just so excited that I'm interrupting you. I thought...
No, you're good. You're good.
One of our artists this year was just in Chicago for the National Poetry Awards and was named the Slam Artist of the Year, and that is poet in motion Matt Stasiev. So I love that, you know, it's a coincidence in timing,
sure.
but we know we have great artists around here. Matt happens
yeah.
to be based in Topeka.
Yeah.
And when I was looking at the intro information they have about him on the National Poetry Awards website, it ends with, he uses words to save lives. I'm like, yes!
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
From Kansas City, poet Tyler Shea and Prim One. Prim One just did the magnificent Midwest Word Fest and does Kansas City Poetry Slam with Jen Harris at mm-hmm. the Uptown Arts Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of stuff. So we've got some folks from Kansas City. James Benzer. James is part of the Heartland Poets Group, and I know that a couple of weeks ago you featured them talking about their book, Give Me Your Lunch Money.
Yeah.
So those poets will be at Word Save Lives.
And even though I want to claim her as Kansas City's own, Annette Billings will be there, as well as Rhonda
yes.
Miller and Dennis
She's
Etzel
one of the
Jr.
featured performers. Oh.
Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of things happening at the Lawrence, Kansas, at 512 East 9th Street.
Right.
So
it's that makerspace thing. And
right.
I don't know offhand if you guys have one in Kansas City, but Lawrence Creates Makerspace is this amazing art collective, shared experience, shared equipment space. They're hosting the event. They are not charging us, which is lovely.
Yeah.
And American Poets, I want to also say, there are comics, stand-up comedians who are part of this event. There are musicians who are part of this event. There are people who are performing readings and stories. So it's a lot of different kinds of art, because our hope is that some of those things at the mic are going to touch other people's
mm-hmm.
hearts,
mm-hmm.
and conversations are going to happen. You know, good things happen out of this.
Right. Also, I saw that there was going to be a sign up for open mic. Now, is it full, or is there still slots available for people who are interested in performing?
Right. There are open mic slots for later in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
The early open mic slots got booked already, and I am being cognizant that we don't want the event to go on indefinitely. Last year, I think the actual start was 7, and the actual we're really off the stage. Everybody now finally was about 2:30 in the morning. Not that everybody stayed for the whole thing,
but
this time we're trying to rein it in a bit, and also. I always, and others will, to encourage people, go to those open mics in Kansas City and Topeka
yeah.
and Salina and all around us. So this isn't your only open mic chance. But
Absolutely.
Yes, we do have some open mic times later in the evening.
Now, do you think from all of this, with the focus on suicide prevention and all that, will there Do you think if you're thinking about down the road, will there be a chapbook maybe that you'll all maybe come up with for suicide prevention? Because, you know, everyone has a story, everyone has a connection, everyone has sort of a story to tell about that, whether it's you know, affected them directly or indirectly.
Well, that is a great idea. That at least I haven't been part of that kind of conversation. But seeing what the Heartland Poets just did with Give Me Your Lunch Money,
yeah.
I think, you know, that's a great idea and doable. Absolutely.
Yeah. Very good. Marcia Epstein, I do want to mention that you do have, you're the host of Talk With Me.
If people, that is true.
Yeah. And if you could share with us your website.
I would say that... when you say my website, it's like, gosh, I have an idea.
Threw you off guard, didn't I?
Talk With Me. There's a Facebook page, and there's a Facebook page for Wood Save Lives.
Okay.
So you can get that. The podcasts for Talk With Me go up to Mixcloud.
Okay.
So if you look at the Talk With Me Facebook page, it'll tell people what's being aired live that day and where the podcasts are.
Beautiful. Any last words that you want to mention to our listeners? Again, it's Words Save Lives this Saturday at 512 East 9th Street in Lawrence, Kansas, and the time that it begins.
It will have doors open at 6:30 and performances start at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So people are welcome to come at whatever point they can get there. And most of all, you know, what I think about is Saturday, the September 10th, is World Suicide Prevention Day. Really, every day is Suicide Prevention Day.
Absolutely.
So my final words to people are, be kind to yourself and others, because that's what it's all about. Share your art. That is one part of that. So, Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And, Marcia, we'll talk to you soon. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
We're going to be right back with Art Speak Radio right after this. And we're back. This is Art Speak Radio. I'm Maria Vasquez-Boyd, your host and producer every Wednesday, noon to 1. And you know what? I'm going to bring back that Mark Saviano and that Jess Hogan, because they're just two fine people that want to talk to you about the KC Zine Con that's taking place at UMKC this year. We got a little bit into it, Mark and Jesse, so welcome back.
Hello again.
So this is going to be bigger, better.
Hopefully better, yeah. Definitely
more.
Bigger.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit of who will attend. Who are some of the featured national featured artists here?
Well, every year we invite some local featured tablers and national featured tablers that we kind of like and respect and want to highlight and draw attention to. And this year we've got two pretty big names nationally: Alex Rec from Portland, Oregon, and Adam Gennady. He's currently from Leavenworth. He's part of Pioneers Press. And then five local featured tablers.
Yeah, the local featured tablers this year are Flannery Cashel, Megan Carson, Strange Paper Art Collective. We've got Jose Faust and Jeanette Powers also.
Terrific. You know, this just keeps growing every year, and this is the second year. So, you know, it's also... just one of the things that UMKC is really happy to have on the campus, because it's a bigger space.
Yeah, we're happy to be having it there. We definitely need a bigger space. We don't want to, you know, turn anybody away or have to sit and curate applicants. So the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned, until it gets too big. This year, it's a little bit bigger than last year and kind of hard to wrangle, but
right.
I think we're managing it.
Right. And... for our listeners, the website is kczinecon.org.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's going to be a large selection of zines from this year's artists and, golly, just so much. An activity room where children can create art and families can take a break, right?
Yeah, it just has, like, supplies for DIY, making your own zines, making your own art, kind of hanging out, taking a break. We've got a full day plan, so really you could come at the beginning and stay the whole day and have fun all day. There's going to be a reading room. Zines from all of the tablers, hopefully contributing. You can hang out in there, read zines, then go find that artist and maybe purchase one from them or trade with them.
Then I also see that that Oddities prints will be on site for screen printing this year's flyer. This year's flyer art on shirts and fabric scraps.
Yeah, last year that was a really successful thing that we did, so we wanted to bring it back. They're also one of our sponsors and have helped in so many ways when it comes to printing our flyers and T-shirts.
Right, so anyone can just bring their own blank T-shirt, a tote bag, a pillowcase, a sheet, whatever you want, and we'll screen print it there on site for you. It'll be ready for you to go that day. We'll also have some other shirts available to take home that day.
And this is also in partnership with ZZ School of Print Media and UMKC's Labud Special Collections, right?
Labuddy,
okay.
Yeah.
Labuddy. Okay.
Yeah, ZZ School, they helped us out a lot last year. So this year, we just gave them a whole classroom to do with what they want for the whole day. Yeah. So they programmed a pretty cool day of stuff. And one of the highlights that we think is pretty cool is a Skype conference with the author of the Valerie Solanas biography, and her name is she's on there. On the,
is it Brianne Foss?
Yeah.
I've got Valerie Solanas, The Defiant Life of the Woman.
Right. Brianne Foss was the author of the Valerie Solanas biography.
Oh, duh. Okay.
And we'll have a Skype conference with her in the middle of the day about 1 o'clock.
Wow.
And that's kind of a big deal. And then they've got other programming going on in their room all day.
And you're gaining a lot of sponsorship because this has really proved to be very popular, right?
Right. We've got a couple of our repeats from last year and a couple of new sponsors that are helping us out.
Like we said, Oddities Prints and also Holy Cow Market and Music. They're both returning sponsors.
And it's a beautiful day.
Yeah, they're our friends.
It's yeah, they're behind all the great things in this town.
Oh Snap is also one of our sponsors. They did a photo booth for us last year, and they wanted to continue supporting us this year.
And then there's also Neither Nor Zine Bistro and Upside KC. Those are two locations in Kansas City where you can actually find zines year-round. When the Zine Fest isn't going on. And then there's also Working Class Tattoo. They're one of our new sponsors this year. They came forward and wanted to help out, so we said, yeah, come on. And without them, they really help us out a lot with fun, with money, but also just like spreading the word and support in other ways.
You know, you guys last year were at Uptown Theater, right?
Right.
So this gives you a lot more room, a lot more sort of vendor space, and people just to really, you know, like I said, you have the reading room and the activity room.
And probably a new audience, too.
Yeah.
Probably appeal to a whole different audience that maybe wouldn't go to the Uptown, or even just the traffic from the students that wouldn't have come down to the Uptown.
Yeah, terrific. For more information about KC Zine Con, too, the website is kczinecon.org. So what will you all be doing yourselves? Just kind of
running around crazy.
Spinning plates in the air.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of volunteers this year, which is going to be really helpful. But we've also scheduled ourselves in different parts of the event to make sure things are going smoothly. And basically
There's a lot of programming going on, so just kind of making sure everyone who's putting on the different programming and all the different rooms, they have what they need. And also Stuart Hines from Labuddy Special Collections, he'll be doing tours of the of their Special Collections archive throughout the day.
Right.
So just, you know, directing people to that. And
yeah, with 100 artists, I anticipate some problems will arise that we'll need to attend to. Hopefully not too many, but...
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
It'll be a busy day. It'll go quick.
Well, I know you were on the radio with us last year, and I wasn't in town, but Mark Manning took over the interview and all that. This has grown so much, and I think I remember he talked to you about even some music. Are you involved in music as well?
I don't personally play music, no. But we had a really great music benefit show about a month ago. We had cool bands play. We had barbecue. During the event, we'll have DJs playing records just as like background music. We've got 4 different DJs throughout the day. And, music is kind of a part of this. Holy Cow Marketing Music is sponsoring us, and they've been great music venue. Yeah,
the DIY scene is very supportive of us.
Now, you know, because this is the second one, what sort of was the inspiration for the first one? Was it just out of a need that, you know?
Well, we had been talking about it for a while. A small group of us had been meeting as a collective and creating zine-related events for a couple of years. And doing a big zine fest was kind of on our long-term agenda. And we finally just kind of said, okay, this is the year to do it. And it's kind of been a trend nationally with other cities starting their own zine fests in the last few years. And we decided to call ours Zine Con just because it's a little bit different than the rest. Yeah. And I think it's kind of given it a feel that is a little bit bigger, too, than some of the other ones. I don't know.
Yeah, and being, you know, right in Kansas City, it's a really central location for people. It's easy to get to. There's a lot of cities that are close enough where the trip is very doable.
Yeah, we realized with our applicants, like, this is really a very Midwest event. There's people from Oklahoma, Nebraska, Colorado, Chicago. We've got someone coming from Oakland, even.
Yeah,
Texas. All over.
So do you put out a call for people who are interested, people that you know that are in this line of work? Or
yeah, there's kind of a little kind of, you know, zine scene community online that's already in touch with this. And there's websites like our feature tabler, Alex Rex. She runs a website called Stolen Sharpie Revolution. And she keeps up to date with all of the zine fests around the country. People just are in touch with that, that table these events anyway. They're kind of... They know when the calls for entries are, and they know when they are. And most of the cities have their event the same time each year, so you can kind of count on it happening.
Yeah. Have you seen a real surge of interest in these sorts of things, in the zine cons and across the country in that?
I think so. I've been tabling these kind of events for about 4 or 5 years now, and they've definitely gotten bigger every year. And every, I mean, new cities have one every year, too. So.
Yeah.
And even just the attention we've gotten this year opposed to last year, like we're having a lot more opportunities to talk about it and publicize. So there is definitely a growing interest.
So you might even outgrow Pearson Auditorium.
We've talked about some other options for growing bigger spaces. We might have to put a cap on it some year, but I like to grow it just to see how big it can get. I don't know.
Well, yeah. You know, because there is an interest in that, so... who knows? Maybe Bart will hold. Stay tuned. So, is there something that that I missed on, you know, in talking about this? Is there something that you want to add to
the night before our event? We'll have an open mic. It will be at Holy Cow Market and Music. It's just kind of an opportunity for anyone, really, but also the tablers, the artists at this year event to kind of meet and greet, kind of like an icebreaker event, to get on stage and read from their zines or perform a song if they want, or any kind of anything they want to do.
Now, is there a sign-up sheet or sort of...
We've got an event page on Facebook you can sign on, where you can just show up that night and get your name on the list. That'll be at 7 o'clock. Like I said, at Holy Cow, it'll be about a couple hours long.
Yeah, 7 to 9 is what we're shooting for.
Great. And again, Mark Faviano and Jess Hogan talking about KC Zine number 2 this Saturday, September 10th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Pearson Auditorium at UMKC, kczinecon.org. For more information, you can find out a little bit more what I'm not telling you now, and on Facebook, right?
Right. We've got an event page going on. You can attend it and invite your friends to help us spread the word. That'd be great. And we've got Twitter and Instagram, all the social media stuff.
Terrific. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming
in
today.
Thank
you. Anything that you wanted to mention, Jess?
Just come out anytime. There's plenty to do. You can definitely spend all day there, but even if I know Saturdays are busy for people, but there's a lot of parking. It'll be really easy to get to. So if you just want to drop in for a few minutes, hour, please do.
Family friendly, all ages, safer space, all inclusive. Everybody's welcome.
Very good. Well, thank you so much. And thank you for coming in and talking with
me. Thank you.
And I want to tell you, you're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. ArtSpeak Radio will be right back after this. And we're back. This is ArtSpeak Radio. I'm Maria Vasquez-Poyd, and you're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. So, you know what? September seems to be a really full month of lots of festivities, festivals, music, art, and I'm going to introduce my next guest, who's going to tell you something else that's happening here in September. Maria Ogedengbe, she is going to talk about the Gordon Party. It's a gourd trellis at the Longview Fellow Farm in Kansas City at 30th and Harrison. So she's going to let us all know just everything you need to know about gourds, right, Maria?
Yes.
Very good. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Maria.
You bet. It was great to see you at the Flat Files a couple of weeks ago, and we caught up because it's been probably, well, over a year since you were here last. So thank you for coming back to the program. And so tell us about the Gordon Party. And it sounds like excavation or something, some sort of trip, the Gordon Party.
Well, of course, it's a play on the idea of a garden party, and then growing a trial Gordon. That is a trellis over which gourds have been chained. So I built three panels, each about 5 foot by 9 foot, and they're arranged in configuration like a folding screen. They're built from bent wood and bamboo, and the idea was to have a beautiful trellis, and then ultimately the gourds would cover them. So first to have the artistic trellis, and then the gourds, the vines and the gourds, the fruit of the vines. So this is a trial project preparing for a larger, similar project next year called Missouri Gordon, wherein we'll actually have a kind of garden house over which gourds are grown. So I haven't grown gourds before this year, and it seemed like a good idea to practice.
You know, I tried growing gourds. I just tried to, and you know what? I just don't have that. I just don't have that green thumb. I kill cactus. I should know better.
Well, let me tell you, Maria, gourds are actually pretty easy to grow here.
Well, they say that about cactus, too.
Well, no, but let me tell you, we can give you and anyone else who comes to the Gordon party on Saturday morning, this Saturday morning from 9 to 11-ish. Oh, and we have a rain date. It's Sunday, the following day, 1 to 3-ish.
Beautiful.
So we'd love to see you there at Longfellow Farm, and that's at 30th and Harrison.
Yeah. So what was the inspiration behind this? I know that you've got a couple of gourds here in front of me, but what was the inspiration for you to get involved in and do something here?
Ouch. Yeah, this is a shakeray that I'm playing, if you will, maybe a little loud here in the radio studio. So a shakeray is a West African instrument made from the body of a gourd with a net of macrame and beads over it. It's a percussion instrument, and while it's used in West African music, you'll also note that the shakeray is used in a variety of different kinds of music. Local bands use it. It just seems so amazing that you could grow your own instrument.
Yeah,
that's how I got going with this.
I really like that. Who is going to be involved with this Gordon party? I mean, who can participate?
Oh, anybody can come. We welcome everyone. Families, people from neighborhoods nearby. Ultimately, we want to introduce the idea of the larger Missouri Gordon, the garden house over which we'll grow gourds for next year. We want to talk about that, and we also have a lot of tips for growing gourds to share with people.
Terrific. So, do you have to be a gardener or just have an interest in growing gourds? Do you have to be an artist or have any sort of background knowledge about, gardening and all that?
Really, as I was saying, Maria, I never grew a gourd before this summer. So we consider that the trial gourd has been highly successful.
So we
like to have people who are interested in gardening, people who are interested in arts and crafts. That means making shakerays. We're going to have a shakeray making demonstration. My intern, an art and art education student at UMKC, is going to be demonstrating how to make a shakeray.
Well, this would be great for families, like you said, for kids to really get some hands-on and make their own instrument, right?
Well, we're not going to be actually making instruments with the public during the Gordon party, but we anticipate doing that next year through the Missouri Gordon Project, because we'll have a garden house which will be a meeting place where we can convene to make shakerays and even to have a concert utilizing the shakeray instruments that we've created.
Now, you need to reserve a space for this Gordon party?
Yeah, we need to be able to prepare for, you know, the number of people coming. So please let us know if you are coming.
So what would the information, contact information that you need to know?
You can go to mariaaurora.net and look for the link Gordon Party. Also, I think you could just Google Gordon Party. That's G-O-U-R-D-E-N Party, and you'd find the same.
Right. And what I have in front of me is that attendance is limited to the first 100 places reserved. and then they would need to know by noon on Friday, September 9th. I've got a number of area code 347-687-5247. And, of course, that information is on our website, KKFI website, and the Art Speak Radio website. I believe I've got that.
Great.
There.
Great. Thanks for mentioning the number, because your listeners may not all be online.
Yeah. So it looks like the morning gallery will include a lesson on how to make an instrument from a gourd, the gourd garden companion plants and bugs ID, paging through the garden daybook, and viewing plans for next year's.
Yeah, and in addition, we'll have Kampala Canopy there. It's a big hand-dyed tent that I made a couple of years back in Africa. So we'll put the tent up for the occasion of the Gordon Party, just to let everybody know that we're having a celebration.
I love that. So there are future plans, and I know you mentioned that. So with these gourds that are going to be planted, that's the idea is that next year they'll be ready for instruments, to be made into instruments,
Oh, that's a good point. You know, it takes about 100 days to grow a gourd.
Oh.
So we see some baby gourds being born now, and we're not sure they're going to make it because they won't have 100 days till the first frost. But then after the gourd has matured, and you know the gourd is mature because the stem starts to turn brown, and at that point you can take it off of the vine or just leave it to dry on the vine. It does take about 100 days or maybe more if you've got a really big gourd for the gourd to dry and be ready for crafting. And in addition to making a shaker ice, you could also make something like a birdhouse from a gourd. There are lots of things made from gourds.
Wow. So this is really, it's not just only at 30th and Harrison that this is taking place. It's throughout the state of Missouri.
Oh, well, that's an interesting matter. This project is limited to Kansas City sites. However, I was thinking about the project in light of events at Ferguson and Mizzou, and I just feel as though when we know one another, we get along so well, and I thought that this is an opportunity for people to come from different neighborhoods to work together, to enjoy recreation, to garden, to make arts and crafts, to enjoy music. And so my idea is that this is something for Missouri, although it will take place in Kansas City.
Beautiful. The Gordon Party will be at the Longfellow Farm on the northwest corner of 30th and Harrison, here in Kansas City, Missouri, and parking is available on the street. Is there anything you want to add to the conversation, Maria, before we go? Because I know that, like I said, we met, acquainted ourselves at the Flat Files at H&R Blockspace. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of the Flat Files, you know, the Flat Files is a great show that happens every other year at ArtSpace, Kansas City Art Institute's ArtSpace on Main. And was it about 40th, roughly 40th and Main? And they will have a closing on September 23rd that evening. The Flat Files are an opportunity for many artists to participate in the show. Gallery goers can don white cotton gloves and page through the folios of artworks.
And we can see your poncho down there on the wall.
Yes, I have a purple, you could call it a purple rain poncho. It's purple poncho, which is made from billboard material, and in a way it's a kind of Prince tribute too. I did want to mention as well that I have a work on view outdoors in Olathe. It's called Heaven's Net, and it's part of the 2016 Downtown Outdoor Sculpture Exhibit. That's in a park just west of downtown on Santa Fe, so 901 West Santa Fe. And like the Trial Gordon, it's there for people to enjoy any day, anytime.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, my friend, for coming on the show again. And, you know, let's meet up again soon, shall we?
Okay, Maria.
All right. Very good. We're going to be right back with ArtSpeak Radio after this. And we're back with ArtSpeak Radio. This is Maria Vasquez-Boyd with you every Wednesday, noon to 1, here on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. This is ArtSpeak Radio. Next up, we have Rebecca Dove and Matt Zilla. Rebecca Dove is the innovative officer of Penny's.
Penn is.
She's going to talk about true stories. On Wednesday, September 21st, Penn is hosting a night for storytelling. It's called True Stories, and that's going to be at the Google Fiber Event Lounge. True Stories will be a way for storytellers and other artists of color to discuss inspirational stories about their lives from 2016. So welcome, my friends.
Thank you.
Very good. So tell us about Penez. How was that founded and why?
Yeah, great question. So I founded Penez. I've been in education for the past 10 years, and I saw a big problem with education where right now nationally 82% of African-American children cannot read on grade level, and then we talk about our Latin American students, approximately 80% of them also can't read between 4th and 8th grade. So I started Penez to really bring more books for kids to see themselves within the stories. That way they can at least identify with it and then really see that they can become better readers, and that's really the background. And right now we're all online.
That's beautiful. And it's not just the writers, but it's illustrators and storytellers of color, and just making that connection. Mm-hmm. So tell us about True Stories. What is the expectation?
Well, the expectation is just for the audience just to have a really comfortable experience and to really see a different experience. We have a lot of spoken word events and some mm-hmm. wonderful events here, a brilliant art community. And the expectation is just to really build that connection with the artists themselves. Some will hear stories about appreciation. Some will hear about hope or discovery. And you might have artists tell about anger or frustration about this year. But mm-hmm. really just build that huge emotional connection with the artist. And then the end goal is to connect the artist with actual schools eventually, because we have such a huge art community. And my question is, if half our kids in Kansas City can't read, then can we find a way to bridge the gap so that those kids will eventually read because they see people in right. the community that can read
right.
as well.
And so I want to say hello to Matt Zilla. And are you going to be one of the featured readers or storytellers?
I am, and yeah. I have to say, when Rebecca approached me with the idea, I thought it was fabulous. Just a little background on me. I've actually been writing music for over 15 years now with my family member, Tech N9ne. So it was something that spoke to my heart just because of the business that we're in. We have a lot of kids that approach us, and you know, they identify a lot with us because of the areas that we're from. But the question is they definitely want to be, you know, they want to be rappers and entertainers and things of that nature.
Yeah.
But the reality is you can't walk into that field unless you have the basics, which is knowing how to read and write. So just seeing somebody in the community really wanting to take a step to actually helping to solve that problem, like I was quick to jump on board. So.
In your experience, what did this help kind of form what you're trying to do with the youth?
It touched home because for me growing up, I was always a kid that was really great at writing and. Mm-hmm. Hence why I'm a writer now. But the funny thing is I was great at playing basketball, too. So as a kid, the attention was always put on what I could do athletically. And no one really cared that I got A's in English. And it was something that came easy to me. But as a kid, I kind of, you know, I went towards what got the attention and really didn't see writing as an outlet for me to get out of the neighborhoods that we're from and things of that nature. So it wasn't until I got older, and it was actually my cousins Tech N9ne and Chris Calico that actually were like, dude, you have a gift for this.
Wow.
You can do music.
Beautiful.
And that was kind of like them and one of my first college professors, Mr. Bartholomew, were like some of the first people to actually take notice of my talent for writing. So I just feel like this is a way to actually get to kids earlier, mm-hmm. and to let them know and understand that there's different outlets and things like that that they can use. But you have to have the basis. You have to be able to read and write. So
that's beautiful. And I want to welcome Mary Moore to the conversation. She joins us to talk about true stories. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
Now you're also a storyteller, writer that's involved in this project.
All of the above.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Actually, yes. And I'm just so excited to be sitting here next to this young man. And this generation, you know, I'm known as Mary Moore, formerly known as Mary Moore, still am. Mm-hmm. And I'm a part of Kansas City's musical history for the last 40 years. Mm-hmm. And I transformed into, going down another lane in the arts and writing and creativity. And I actually, I'm just so excited to hear the words come from this young man's mouth. The importance of reading and children and the impact that arts and music has on a culture. And so I'm just so pleased and honored to be sitting right here next to these young people who are the generation that is going to change the future. I'm a 72-year-old elder.
Bless your heart.
Yes, and so I'm so pleased to be a part of the a community of spoken word and bold poets in the poetry community. So, and excited about this particular project. So I am a storyteller, and actually I just handed a brochure to this wonderful young lady that I just met a few days ago, and about the power of writing, and that's really how I found my voice and a drumming program that I work with homeless women in the city, and carrying this whole idea forward, because the power of finding your voice through your own story is just so important. And so this young man talking about, you know, impacting the children and getting them back to reading. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, God.
Well, but you also, you know, perform a service, too, as someone who's mentored women and the youth and all that. I mean, that's a huge contribution as well.
Thank you.
So,
I'm very pleased to be doing it now.
Yeah. So now this evening that's taking place is Wednesday, September 21st. The doors open at 5:30 to 6:00.
Yes.
And then there's audience interaction to brainstorm their own stories. Then at 6 o'clock, the storytellers take stage, right?
Yes, exactly. And that's the part we're really excited about. We want to have a very plethora of different artists telling, you know, really specific things in their lives. And the reason why we chose Google Fiber Lounge specifically, because we're a technology company, and we're bridging that, the gap with the arts.
I like that.
Yeah. And with that, we are also, we're looking for different people of different backgrounds. So right now we have Miss Mary Moore, we have Mr. Jason Sierra, and then we're also looking for different people from different other backgrounds as well. Currently we have 5 people on the roster. We only have a maximum of 8 individuals, so we're actually looking for 2 more people.
Yeah, and I want to mention again, at 6 o'clock to 7:15, the storytellers take the stage. 7:15 to 7:45, the audience share their stories, and the storytellers will close, right?
Yes, exactly.
Terrific. Now, for more information, where do our listeners need to what do they need to know?
On our website, it is spelled PENNEZ.com, and then our Facebook page is called True Stories.
Terrific. No, this sounds like something that is right, just ready-made for this community, because we have a lot of writers and creative people, musicians, educators, and all. So, yeah. Is this going to be the premiere?
It is the premiere, yes.
Yeah.
Based upon the feedback, we're talking to many people, they actually don't understand what storytelling actually is. And so, depending on how it is, we want to continue it on for next year at a larger event space or keep at Google Fiber.
So are you looking at just maybe once a year, or is it something that's going to happen like quarterly, or what? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what would you like to see this?
I like to see it at least twice a year. Mm-hmm. That way for people to get a taste about it and then develop workshops around it, whether it's where we have business people speaking, people in science speaking about their stories.
Yeah.
So it's very category and genre specific. And that way people can see different, even folk tales or cultural history. But yeah, the goal would be to make it more than once a year, but at least twice a year for sure.
Now, I've not been to the Google Fiber Event Lounge. How many people will it seat? Do you know?
Yes, it can seat approximately 150 people.
Okay.
They have microphones, tables, chairs set up, even televisions, everything that's ready, audiovisual ready. It's an amazing space.
You know, and I don't think I have the address here in front of me, but I believe it's off Westport Road.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for more information, the website is penez.com, P-E-N-N-E-Z.com. And Eventbrite?
Yes.
You have it listed on eventbrite.com as well, and then the Facebook page. Any last words? We have just a few minutes, but is there anything that I left out that you wanted to mention? I know you did say that you're looking for a few more people.
Yes, just with our events, basically just want people to understand that we are truly an education company, and we really want to bridge that gap. Even though we are providing a platform for artists, we really want them to connect them to school. That's why we have wonderful Maxilla here.
Awesome.
And Maxilla?
Yeah, I just really encourage everybody to come out and to really experience something new in the city that's really designed to really shine a light on a problem that is plaguing our city, and that we can actually all chip in and do something to actually help solve that problem. It's so important that kids have a fundamental basis of reading and writing. I can't stress that enough, how important that is. It doesn't matter what walk of life that you're in. I know for me personally, anytime I got somebody, you know, asking me, well, how did we get into the business and things of this nature, the first thing that I'm going to tell them, just because I'm an honest person, is, man, you have to have vocabulary. You have to know what a noun is. You need to know what a verb, what an adjective is. How do you create rhymes and lyrics if you don't even know how to formulate a sentence? And so it's so important and so key, and I'm glad to be a part of a project that's helping to shine light and to show these kids, like, if you have these fundamental things, the path that your life can go is so extraordinary once you open up your mind to be able to read and write.
Yeah. Rebecca, I just have another question for you, and that is, aside from the Google Fiber Event Lounge, is this something that you might want to bring into other communities or community centers or work with schools?
Yes. Currently, right now, I'm a member of the National Storytelling Network, and so that's opened up a great door for what, you know, what I can do. I also am building a partnership with a nonprofit that I can't say over the radio just yet, but we're looking to build programs with high school students.
It starts with
programs with high school students, and it'd be great to also develop it with college students because of their lack of communication skills as well when they enter into it. Mm-hmm. I know right now there's a school in Missouri where at least half the freshman students don't qualify for the basic freshman skills because they can't read and write just alone. Yeah. And they might get a diploma, but they still can't have the basic skills. So we'd love to work with people who really need just to see themselves and understand the fundamentals.
Beautiful. I want to thank you, Rebecca Dove, Matt Zilla, and Mary Moore. Thank you so much for coming in this afternoon and talking with me. And much success and congratulations to this program. And penez.com is the website. And doors open September 21st, which is on a Wednesday. Doors open at 5:30. So that's going to be at the Google Fiber Event Lounge on Westport Road. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. So you see, we have lots going on in the month of September. You take your pick. I'm going to thank all my guests today. I'm going to thank Casey Zine, Mark Saviano, Jeff Hogan. Let me get my other paper here. Yeah. Maria Ogundenbe and Matt Zilla, Mary Moore, Rebecca Dove, and Marcia Epstein. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in today. Next week, September 14th, we're going to have on the show Hugh Merrill, the minister of... I'll say his other name, Don Wilkerson, and Sarah Wilkerson. They'll be on the radio with me next week. I want to invite listeners to stay tuned for Jeff Harshbarger, who's next, Jazz in the Afternoon, following this show. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, and please know that we do have podcasts that are available at kkfi.org and through iTunes. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week. Honey, I'm coming home.